At Coleraine in Victoria today, it's Cup Day there. They're racing on a soft six. Showers are predicted, and the rail's in the true. Scratchings here, race one, put a line through the 11 and 12. Race two, scratch the three, and the emergencies, the 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Race three, take out the 11 and 12. Race four, put a line through the three and the 12. And in race number five, you can scratch the 11, the emergency, along with the 12, 13. So 11, 12, and 13 out of race number five. Let's have a look at the quaddy legs on a Coleraine Cup Day with Ray Huxley. Good morning to you, Ray.
And good morning, Gareth.
First leg of the quaddy is race number six on the program. It's a 0 to 58 handicap race. The 4, 9, 10, 11, 13, and 15 are all out in trolley. Now, Nat Young gave this horse a bit of a push this morning, and it's currently at $2.60. And Puff and Stuff next best at $3.10. Your thoughts here, Hucker, to kick off the quaddy?
Yeah, I like the top two. Trolley'd, I'm sure he'll run out the trip pretty well. He's a four-year-old by Savaville, and the thing in his favour is the tracks come up a soft six with showers predicted. And he's his best form has been on soft tracks. Three goes on soft tracks for 2 seconds and three starts on a heavy tracks for a win. And that was a good win at Werribee back in April and also a second. So the wet ground very much in his favour. He's drawn okay and he should run the distance out pretty strongly. So he's the top pick. The one above him I put in for second, Puff and Stuff. He's a horse who's won most of these races on synthetic tracks, but he was a good second at Warwicknabeel last time. Put him in for second. We then go down to numbers 8 and 12 as next best. 2 from 1, 8 and 12.
Let's have a look at race number 7, and this is a 0 to 58 over the 1,800 metres, and scratch the 5, the 10, the 12 and the 14, and we have Trumpstar for Nick Smart, who does a good job with his team, Bendigo at $2.70, Piro Pan at $3.90, and then Buffalo Bill around that $6.50 quote here, Ray.
Yeah, it's a very open race. I've finished up with the top one, Piro Pan, who did show nice improvement last start when it got on onto a wet track. It's another one that I think goes best when there's some give in the ground, and it got onto a heavy track actually at Kyneton last start, a heavy eight, and it ran fourth and was beaten about 3.5 lengths, and it was an improvement on its recent run. So I think here it will be suited. He's got blinkers on the near side today for some reason. He must hang out a bit or hang in. I've got him on top, but it's a very open race. She's a big deal, number three. Didn't do a great deal first up, but she'll be fitter for that run. And getting out in distance is very much in her favour. Number two, Trumpstar. He's in there with a chance. He failed at Warwicknabeel last up, but the run at Bendigo on a heavy track before that was very, very good when he tried to lead all the way. And maybe next best, number nine. So one from three, two and nine.
Let's have a look at race number 8, and this is the feature of the Coleraine Cup for 2020. Scratch the 5, 12, 13, 14, and 15, and this is a ripper field. Barry the Baptist, Paul Jones, has done a wonderful job with this galloper coming off a tendon injury. He was brave behind coming around the other day in the Nugget at 3.20. And Natalie Young hasn't been a fan of Jack Reagan, but it proved out of sight last preparation when they put him over the hurdles, and she worked this horse the other day, and she said that he's nearly ready to win Jack Reagan. Jack Reagan, you get around $9.50 there as well. Rivet Delight at $3.50 for Lindsay Smith. Your thoughts here?
I think it's a good thing at number two, Rivet Delight, who has been racing on city tracks and racing very well. At Flemington last start, this horse led them up and fought on very, very well to run fourth behind the Chosen One and Django Freeman. He was only beaten less than a length and a half. And I think here around Coleraine, I think he'll roll to the front and he's going to be very hard to beat. He's an imported horse. He's an Irish horse that came out here, and some of his runs in town have been so good that you would think he's a good thing in a race like this. I've got him clearly on top from Barry the Baptist. Gee, he's a good, honest horse, as you mentioned. His two runs this time in have been excellent. Actually, threw Jack Reagan in next best. I thought he might need another run, but that was a good rap from Natalie, and also number eight might have a chance as well. But mainly, I think it's two and three, two, three, four, and eight.
And I apologise to the punters out there. I forgot to ask Lindsay about Rivet Delight today, but I just got in contact with him, and he gave me the big tick for him as well. So that'll do us, I think, right? With that, yeah, that confidence. Yeah. Last race there at Coleraine today, and it's another competitive race there on Cup Day. Benchmark 64 over the 1,300. Scratch the 5, 9, 10, 11, and 13. And Robe Bay, the favourite at $3.10.
He's an interesting horse. He's only had, or a mare rather, she's an interesting mare this. She's only had the four starts. She won her first start in a race at Mount Gambier. It was over 1,300 metres. She came from second last on the turn and scored quite easily. And then she jumped to a 64 class at Morfordville and ran third there in a pretty handy field. Then came out and won at Morfordville again when she was an odds-on favourite and won very easily. And then her last start was on January the 11th at Murray Bridge. And you've never seen a horse get into so much trouble. She missed the start by a couple of lengths, and then her rider decided to play for luck and got absolutely nil. Look, forget all about the last run. She's resuming today. She's resuming for a new stable. And if she's right, then she hasn't raced since January. But if she's right, I think she is the one to beat. I go 8 from 2, 1 and 14. Gareth, my best is in the Coleraine Cup, race 7, number... race 8, rather. Race 8, number 2, Rivet Delight. My value, well, I thought I had won a bit of value, trolleyed in race 6, but no real value now, but we'll keep him in there. And for the Quadrilla, the first leg, 1, 2, 8, 12. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 9. The third leg, I'm only going to put in the 2 and the 3. And the last leg, 1, 2, 8 and 14. We're going for 3 in a row for the quaddy today, so let's hope we can bring up the hat trick.
Great stuff, Ray. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, mate.
There's Ray Huxley there. Dan Malecki joins us. It's an afternoon meeting at Melbourne, highlighted by the Minuteman. Metro Racing back at the Trots after Zone Racing finished there.